What is going on, everyone? So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the day trader psychology, and I will actually be telling you how and why I lost $700 in one day a few days ago. So the thing about day trading that makes it hard isn't necessarily the knowledge component or even the experience, but in my opinion, it's the discipline and mental psychology. It's that you have to build a new set of skills, and I think that's very hard, since let's say as a child, when you're born, you take years to develop certain psychological and mental skills. You know, you're told by your parents, you can't do this, you can't do this. You know, you go, you're a little child, 2 year old, you go to knock the vase over, you don't know any better, and you hear a scream. No. Now, you fall to the ground, you cry, and your mind just basically, you know, you learn from it. You learn that you associate the pain with this type of behavior, and this takes a long time to build these different types of rules and to follow these rules as a child, as you're growing, you know, like from 2 years old to like your entire childhood. You're learning different things and what's right from wrong. Now, the thing about day trading is people dive into this, you know, world of day trading, and they don't understand that it takes time to build these skills. You know? Discipline is one of the most important aspects of day trading. You honestly can't really succeed without discipline at all, because as a day trader, you set the rules for yourself. Nobody else is holding you accountable for those rules. It's up to you to follow your rules, or you can simply just not follow them. It's entirely up to you. Nobody's gonna hold you accountable for your own actions. And I think that's what makes it a lot harder with day trading, is there's no really consequences for you other than the losses that you might take. That's why discipline is extremely important. You need to have that discipline to follow your own rules. You know, you set your rules in place, you make rules for yourself, which again is different from our daily lives, since, you know, your normal average person, we follow rules that other people have set for us. There's guidelines, laws, there are rules. Society has rules set in place for us already. If you're speeding, you get a ticket, you get stopped by the cops, you know? So in society, we already have these rules set in place, and if we don't follow these rules, there will be consequences. However, with day trading, it's entirely different. There is really no rules at all, except for the rules that you make for yourself. So you have to make those rules by yourself, and then you need to develop that discipline to follow those rules. It sounds really simple. It really does. You can just, like right now when you're thinking about it, you're like, yeah, it's simple. I will make those rules and I'll follow them. However, emotions can play a huge part. They can really dictate how you behave when you're day trading. And that's why you cannot trade based on emotions. You know, you have to try to keep your emotions as far away as possible when you're day trading. Because, I mean, personally, when I used to trade as a beginner, I would do my trading and let's say I had a loss. And I'd be confused. In the moment, I would be like frustrated. Like, why? Why is this happening? Why can't I? Why did this happen? I thought I did everything right. However, what I did was I was recording all of my live day trading. So after I finished trading for the day, I went back and I watched those recordings of me live trading. And I just looked at it and I could immediately recognize what I was doing wrong. And the reason for that is because in the moment where I am reviewing those trades on video, I am not thinking based off of emotions. I'm thinking logically based on what I've actually learned and everything that I know about day trading. That way, I know exactly what I'm supposed to do. However, when I'm in the moment, when I'm trading and I would be trading off of emotions, I would just screw up left and right. The discipline would just go right out the door, and I would just be trading off of frustration. And as a day trader, you really have to learn how to keep your emotions far away. And as I said, that's what makes day trading extremely difficult, in my opinion. It's the psychology part of it. It's learning how to have that discipline, you know, and learning how to control your emotions, just basically tucking them away for the time you're trading and just thinking logically. If you start to get frustrated, you walk away for a bit. It can be really difficult, and it takes a lot of time to, you know, build and develop those experiences, and yeah. So now I'm gonna tell you guys how I lost $700 off of just straight up stupidity in one day about a few days ago. So what happened was, I was ready to take a trade. I was watching pre-market, and I had my eyes on set on one stock that had a really good pre-market chart, and I liked what I was seeing. It had a catalyst, you know, low flow, really good pre-market chart, really good daily chart, and I set my support and resistance points. I had everything mapped out on the charts. I had my entry point mapped out, and as soon as the market opened, I jumped in at my entry point, and the trade didn't really work out as I expected it to. I started seeing lots of sellers. There was lots of big sellers, and it quickly flushed on me. Now, it held support for a little bit, but as soon as I saw those big sellers, there was just so many sellers getting stacked up on the ask, and none of them were moving. Now, that should have been like that should have immediately told me to hit the bid with my hotkey and just exit the trade immediately. That's the logical thing to do. For some reason, on that day, I was trading based off of emotions. I wanted a big home run. I was expecting to make at least 300 bucks off of this trade. You know, I thought it was going to be a good trade, and I wanted to be right. And when you're trading, you can't always be right. Sometimes you have to just take the loss. If I properly exited this trade at the right time, I would have lost about $150. Okay. Now that's a really good profit loss ratio. If the trade went as planned, I would have made at least 300, and if it failed, I should have lost 150. That's a 2-to-1 profit loss ratio. That's really good. It was a really good planned out trade. However, I didn't exit, and I held on a little bit longer, and those sellers kept on getting stacked up. They weren't getting taken out, and I still held on, and I was like, as soon as it breaks the $3 support, I'll just hit the bid then. And as soon as that happened, it flushed down. I ended up exiting like about 12 cents lower than what I wanted to exit at, and I lost a little over 300 bucks on that. So we went from, I was supposed to lose, if I traded this properly and I exited at the right time, I would have lost $150, which is fine. I just didn't want to take the loss because I was trading based off emotions. I was starting to get frustrated and annoyed, and the right thing to do was to take the loss at $150 in the red. I didn't do that, and I ended up losing $300. Now, I had a max loss set for $200. So I was already under my max loss. But I was like, it's the first freaking 3 minutes of the day, and I'm already down like over 300. I'm just going to give it another chance, and I'll keep trading. So again, I broke another rule. I have my max loss set for $200. I'm already maxed out on my losses. I should be done for the day. I should have just walked away. But I decided not to do that. It was a bad day. I don't know what I was thinking. So I didn't do that. I was already down over 300 bucks, and I sat there waiting for a good setup on a different stock, you know. And what I noticed was everything was really failing on that particular day. We thought we were going to have hot momentum, but it turned out to be pretty slow, and everything was sort of getting heavily shorted and just selling off. So I should have taken that as a clue to just walk away again. Another clue, just walk away. Again,
I don't know what I was thinking. It was a bad day, and everyone has those bad days, and I decided to watch for another potential setup. I noticed a stock hit my scanners and it quickly squeezes and halts on pretty light volume. And I was like, okay, maybe this will grab the attention of all these other traders in the market and they'll be watching this particular stock. Now I quickly pulled up the news on it, tried to find see what's the catalyst on it. The news was, I mean, it wasn't like great or anything. It was all right. The float was about 10 million shares. It's pretty low, but it's a little on the higher side. I looked at the daily chart and it was just garbage. It was a pretty bad daily chart. This is where I made my other mistake. I decided to watch it for the halt resumption and trade it as soon as it opens for a possible squeeze into a second halt. Now this stock didn't even meet my criteria. So why was I even watching it so closely? Because I was purely trading out of emotions. I wasn't logically trading. If I was trading based on, my knowledge and my logic, then I wouldn't have even bothered watching this stock. But I was extremely frustrated because I lost that initial $300 and the mentality was to make it back, which is really bad. I was trying to revenge trade, and usually when you do that, when you try revenge trading, you usually just double the loss, and that is exactly what happened. As soon as this stock opened, as soon as it resumed after the first halt, I saw it squeezed up a little and I saw a string of buyers on the time and sales, and I hit my hotkey to get in and it halted at that price. So I was in at the top of the halt. So now we're in the second halt and I'm watching it. I wait throughout the halt. I'm watching for the halt resumption, for the second halt resumption this time. And I was like, as soon as I get the quick pop, I'm just gonna sell it and I'm gonna take my profits. I was getting all excited, but and when it opened, this thing opened lower and it flushed down immediately. As soon as I saw that, I hit the bid and I exited. I was already down $400 on that thing. Within seconds, within a second, I was down $400. It opened lower and it flushed so hard that it halted going down. So this thing went from halting up, opened, and then opened lower, and then halted down on top of that. So I lost another $400. So on that day, I lost around a little over $700. Just unnecessary losses. I feel like without teaching yourself and developing these skills, you can never truly become a successful day trader. To me, it's just impossible. I think it's completely impossible to become successful in day trading without developing these skills. And these skills can take, several months, maybe even years for some people. It just depends on the person. Each person is different. It takes some people a little time, other people takes them a very long time. And that's why I think it's very important to paper trade. Take the time to build up these skills. And then once you're ready, you hop onto live and you can immediately become profitable before losing any money. I would say about 70% of the losses that you take, I mean, I would say a majority of the losses of the red days you would take are due to not following your rules. The majority of them. Now, however, I would say 95% of the big losses that you have are entirely based on not following your rules that you have set in place. Everyone's gonna have big losses eventually. We can't all be perfect. We're all human beings. We all make mistakes. And small losses are inevitable. We're all going to have them. It's a part of the deal. We're all gonna have small losses, no matter what. However, the big losses can be avoidable. And they're avoidable through discipline. Discipline, discipline, discipline. The most important, or one of the most important aspects of day trading. Now, I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to this. It means a lot. Thank you.